Welcome to Humans of San Marcos, Out Loud. Today's story follows a business student who picked up film photography as a side project and eventually found it to become an integral part of his life.
My name is Evan Ferguson. I study business and minor in Japanese. On the side, I'm a documentary photographer. And I capture the youth in Central Texas, as well as many other things. Photography for me kind of started my freshman year. Throughout high school, I did video. But my freshman year of college, I had some friends that were really into it. And I wasn't exactly into film photography at all, but we would go to parties and they had like their cameras and stuff. I'd be like, yo, let me take a picture. And one day, like, I just ended up going to a thrift store with one of my friends, and he was like, you need to buy this. So I kind of got forced into buying a camera, and then we would go out and pretty much go to these parties and try to get the craziest scene that we could capture. And we really focused on finding something that was like outlandish going on. Whether it be like someone drunk, passed out, or just the aftermath of all the cups and bottles on the floor and stuff like that. It wasn't necessarily about catching the energy of the people that were there. It was more of the space. And that's kind of like my first introduction into like documentary photography. And I didn't even really know it. I just thought I was like out trying to find crazy photos. I would say a good 2 years went by before I noticed a real shift in my work. I ended up going up to Austin and meeting who's now like one of my best friends. His name is Raheem Fortune. He's super knowledgeable and super into photography. He kind of looked at my work and was like, this is good and has potential, but you could do so much more. During that time, we also met someone else named June Canedo. And like during the period of meeting those two people, my work just shifted so much because they're very influential with their style. And that's when I started to focus on portraiture and stepping away from the party scene and things like that, and more of photographing people that I thought needed a space of representation. I think what really happened was it just stepped up my level of passion because I saw how they were so passionate about it. It made me want to be that passionate because I could see what I could do with it. I could change my space with photography, and I could really create my own world that I want people to see. It was like a new revival in a way, falling in love with something all over again. A big thing about film is really educating yourself about what you're using, and when you just start out and you don't take the time to research and really like do the time learning about film, film is going to break your heart. So in that first 2 years, I would say the first year was just like, man, some of these photos are terrible. And then going into that second year, as I kind of like started to get a feel for what worked and what didn't, like in my head, it started to look better. But after I really just started to research and sit down and like watch YouTube videos, my game, like it stepped literally like 10 rungs up the ladder. It was all about like taking that time. So starting out with film, it's just like, it puts into you what you put into it. It's very unforgiving, but at the same time, if you put in the time, it will definitely show in your photos. That's an argument that people have, you know what I mean? Like, digital versus film, film versus digital, I don't care, just take your photos. But for me, learning on film, it definitely helps me understand photography a lot more, because every shot I was burning away money, you know, and it's just like when you start realizing the importance of every frame And when you're getting asked to do shoots and things like that, and realizing like how much it costs per frame to shoot a roll of film and get it developed and do all this other stuff, you're just like, all right, yeah, I need to understand this. I need to get the good light. I need to get these fire photos because these people are paying me. Honestly, I wouldn't see myself doing it any other way. I have no want to do it any other way.